Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. Long time no seen. Yes, I was away for a little bit more than 3 months, but now I'm back and I'm back on the channel. I have internet again. It's a different country, different house, different environment, different couch, but a goofball is more or less the same. And the country I finished the trip, actually where I'm at now, was not on my radar. I had all kinds of countries in my pocket where I might end up, but definitely not this one. Never mind. You know, it's not an island anymore. It's now mainland, and by that, I don't need a boat or ship. I don't like flying, as I mentioned it in earlier videos. I can go to Africa, can go to Europe, just to England. I need to swim over, it's a little bit harder. I go to the Middle East, to Russia. Oh, I'm permitted to say that I could eventually go to Russia. Could go. Only woke idiots will never go there. But possibly I will never go there. Anyway, I can go to India. I can even far east to China, where it's definitely a very low chance that I will go there. However, it has been 3 months of some form of trials and tribulation, so to say. So on the journey, I encountered some really pleasant, interesting, but also some terrible moments, and so everything in between. So I've made it by the grace of Adonai, safe and sound and alive, as you can see. Otherwise, I would not be posting anything anymore. I will not make this message too long, because there are tons of other things to do here. Piles of stuff that needs to be cleaned up. Now, how this season here now turn out and how long it will be, I know as much as I know the day and the hour of Yeshua's return. Not at all. Only the Father in heaven, he knows how long I will be here and what will be the next. Yeah. 3 months now. Been doing more than 3 months. I was disconnected from internet, basically almost all communication, but internet. I had no news. I had no clue what's going on in the world. And yeah, it's a little bit weird, because I think 99% of the population, they follow and watch the, I say, useless, sometimes bad, sometimes a bit better news. Whether through Goebbels propaganda or Goebbels perfected propaganda, you know, the mainstream machinery, or even through alternative sources, some more, some less lies between, or some guesses, or the bombshells. I think I'm very much in the everyday another bombshell, and no, nothing explodes. So all in all, a lot of lies and some truth between, a little bit. I mean, the only truth that can be found in the book we call the Bible. And beside that, there is no other truth. However, the time without internet, with time without news, it was somehow relaxing, not knowing what's going on in the world. It's very pleasant for the brain. I don't have to process anything. I had to deal with other things, but that's another subject. Don't have to deal or have to process the insanity of the LGBT whatever, and the psychopaths and the megalomaniacs, including all the puppets and parrots, what they're doing or what they're planning. So just away from anything. So during that journey, I received a few prophetic words. Some of them I managed to post on my website. But since there are not so many, I will upload all of them or record all of them as videos and upload them here in this video channels. And actually, I received more than these few ones, but due to the circumstances on a rocking boat, I was, you know, I had wet fingers and the paper, and I couldn't find something to write. So I was not able to write down much at all. And was not really, really motivated to write. However, slowly, one by one, the ones I recorded, or the ones I wrote down, I will record and upload. You will find them, possibly not, I will go on that maybe next week. Yes, was not always a nice trip, and I was not always happy with all the things that happened on the way. But I'm grateful I made it through the trip alive. So how long I will or I can stay here in this place, it doesn't depend on the people that host me. They say I can stay as long as I want. But other nice timing. He knows what I need to do, what need to be accomplished, and where. So what I have to do now is to reorganize all my belongings. Luckily, not that much. Yet still a lot of small bits and pieces that you possibly know when you move your household. The big pieces, maybe furniture, stuff like that. It goes quickly, and then you come to the small, sort out everything in boxes that you find something. And yeah, it takes time. So when this is done, I will go on a journal. I wrote a journal on the way. And some say I should write a book, but I'm definitely not a great writer. And my grammar is about as much good as my Chinese. So basically, not at all. And I don't understand grammar anyway. So, but maybe someone will help me, and maybe it will become like a small book like this. What, 50 pages, maybe 20, maybe 100, I don't know. However, one thing is sure, and I can tell already, that journey, that trip was not, sailing with a boat. It was a spiritual journey and had huge amount of spiritual applications. And some of them were pretty new to me. But let's finish that. It's enough for the information about my arrival. I'm peace. Here's relative quiet. I think it's fairly safe here where I'm at. It's a bigger city, but I'm in the outskirts. And for the time being I'm here, I feel like it's fairly safe and peaceful. Even not completely quiet. But until the next time, when I come up with prophetic messages, prophetic or other messages or whatever, stories and dreams and visions and whatever Adonai gives me, I wish you loads of blessings, and Yeshua be with you. Shalom, shalom.